Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, Young Barzini and Boxing Now, we back talking that real boxing. Oh, man, we've been on a hiatus, but we back, man. What's up, Boxing Now?
What up, yo? We minus one, man. This dude, Jesse Rican, quit the team. Fucking quitter. Call in, you fucking quitter.
Get down to the boxing line!
But yeah, I enjoyed the weekend, yo, of fights. Really, man. I was sipping a bottle of tequila, and every shot that went down, it was stinging me like Deontay was stinging, you know, Chris, man. But he got Mexican heart, man, and he took that ass whooping like a man. So I give him props. But the Vasquez fight, Diaz, definitely upset on that one. We'll get into that. And, you know, Rigo fucking breaking dude's jaws in UK, trying to fucking scream and shit.
Yeah, congrats to Rigo.
Shout out to win. Yeah, man. So,
but let's get him into it, man. It's a topic of discussion today. It's finally official. Top five fights you will love to see next is finally made. Julian Williams, Jamal Charlo, The Bull versus The Lion, October 1st. I'm excited. I don't know about you, but I'm excited. This is the best fight that's made right now. Oh, man, this is huge. Williams versus the Charlo, man. Oh, man. This is epic.
Yeah.
Two top level in their prime. Two beasts. Two people with skill. Oh, man. This is the fight you would love to see. If you want to see skill, a beast, techniques, defense, oh, man, this is the fight to see.
Yeah,
What you think about this fight?
I was nervous because we had heard, like, Ronnie Shields was saying, you know, he was going to, you know, he wanted to make the decision. It's been tough for Jamal to make the weight for some time. So we were worried about the move up and maybe we wouldn't see this fight until a few years down the road. That would suck. You know what I mean? It's because Ronnie Shields damn near has, you know, he has Jamal and he has Lara, so a lot of these unifications in this division is going to be tough. But if J-Rock, you know, can go out there and get this W, man, this will shake up the division pretty well. But, you know, Jamal's planning on probably moving up sometime soon anyways. But this fight is going to be great. And you were complaining about, yo, this year's been crazy, man. 2016, we're getting a unification fight this week. We've had some decent fights. I mean, I'm not complaining. It's not like a A-plus year, like 2013. But this is like or last year, obviously, should have been, with all the great fights we got last year. Some of them didn't live up to the hype. But if we get Jamal and J-Rock, man, this is great, man. I think it's, for both fighters, I really think this is one of them fights where it's like the young and the primes, and I don't think there's going to be a loser. Kind of like Thurman and Porter, like, you're not going to get a loser. It's going to be a great competitive fight. Nobody's going to lose stock. I don't see anybody losing stock because I really see it being close. Jamal's going to have to go at him, pound that jab. But J-Rock's got the smarts and knows how to play chess and can make adjustments. I mean, he's the new kid on the block from Philly, you know, with B-Hop being on his way out. Yeah, with B-Hop being on his way out, J-Rock's trying to take that crown. I mean, he's got a lot of work to do, but this is a start. Win, lose, or draw. B-Hop's had some, you know, B-Hop lost to fucking Roy Jones Jr. early in his career. And then, I mean,
he lost his
dude
first
had
fight.
He had an amazing career. Like, if J-Rock goes into this and he's not quite ready for a big dude like Jamal, so what? I know he's gonna show up. It's a 50-50 fight.
Definitely a 50-50 fight.
I'm
going to leave with my boy J-Rock.
Yeah, and I'm going with Jamal. We got a little friendly bet going, a little cash on the line. We'll work out the numbers as we go, but it's an exciting fight, man. When you get two great, or we can't call them great yet because they got a lot of work to do, but two awesome looks like, you know,
fighters
when it comes
that's
to the eye
working
test,
their way up.
Yeah, exactly. And Jamal's coming off the Austin Trout fight. Austin Trout gave him a little problem, so slippery. But Jamal easily pulled out that W, and, I mean, he's riding high confidence. I'm glad they made this fight, man. I mean, you said there was a tweet. I still haven't had a chance to check it today. But that's awesome.
Yeah, it was the purse bid today, if I'm not mistaken. And they canceled it. They agreed on the fight for October 1st in L.A., California. So we're going to finally get
smart
to see, man.
They put it in L.A. I was hoping East Coast, obviously. But, you know, L.A., you
but
got
you know what I'm glad? It's not on nobody's hometown. Nobody has hometown advantage. Is
but
that what I'm saying? I thought it was going to be in Houston.
What do you
a
think,
lot of
you
people
think
thought
be,
it was.
You think it'll be on show? Not like this is a big deal, but do you think it'll be a Showtime or a Spike TV?
Showtime did the photo, the promo poster first. Like, if I'm not mistaken, the end of last year they did the photo. So, and Steven Espinoza was saying, yeah, it's gonna be on the fight. He thought the fight was made already, but now it's made. Yeah, it's gonna be on Showtime, definitely.
That's what's good.
Definitely,
bro.
I can't wait. I know J-Rock got this, but you know what I mean? I know this is a 50-50 fight. I'm just going off of me being more of a fan of Williams. That's why I'm picking him. But even if I lose the bet or lose this fight where I don't think I am, I don't mind losing because this is a great fight. So I can't wait to see this, man. I definitely can't wait.
Well, I mean, J-Rock, his last – he hasn't – you know, the Austin Trout fight for Jamal was an excellent. See how they set Jamal up, man? They definitely out him, and they showed Jamal a lot more love. I mean, he's got a belt. You know, they got faith in him. He's coming off that Trout fight, and he goes all 12 rounds with Trout. That's like a little feather in his cap or a blessing in disguise by going all 12 rounds. Because more than likely he's going to go all 12 rounds with J-Rock. J-Rock's been fighting subpar competition. Not to his picking, but it just is what it is. It's just how things fall into place for certain fighters. You know, but it's a tough fight to call. You know,
definitely.
Jamal's longer, bigger, stronger. J-Rock's probably more crafty, slicker, smarter.
Defense is much way better.
It's gonna see. We're gonna see how tough he is too, because if Jamal's able to boom bang him, and J-Rock, J-Rock's big enough where he can like grab, slow down momentum, you know, frustrate him. I could see J-Rock frustrating Jamal, popping him, doing like a lot of crafty Philly style fighting, like a B-hop style. And Jamal's gonna have to stay disciplined, not get frustrated, and he didn't get frustrated against Trout. He showed that. Because there were times in that fight where he could have easily got frustrated against Trout. And then Trout's experience could have taken over. But Jamal, you know, stayed to the game plan. Much respect to him and Ronnie Shields for that, man.
Yeah, man. I'm just excited they made this. We're getting some great fights, man. The three top best three fights that are made is Victor Postol and Crawford, Julian Williams versus Jamal Charlo, and Andre Ward versus Soldier Kovalev. So those are the three top fights.
We got some
in their prime
fights too. Those are the
three and
shining
you
stars.
Now just looking at those three fights, those are undefeated fighters. You know what I mean? That's a night of undefeated. Yeah. You know what I mean? Undefeated fights, bro.
So we got, so October, November. As long as, you know, obviously Ward's about to take care of that business, I have no doubt about that. But we're about to get, like I said, Crawford Postal next week, and then we can wait till October, November. We got to get through some bullshit-ass Canelo-Liam Smith fights. And no disrespect to Kell Brook, but Canelo or Golovkin fight, I fucking hate that fight. You know, I mean, I'm going to watch it.
I don't really
want
to even get into that fight.
No, I'm just saying, like, it comes with at least we get three fights I really like, the two that, you know, I might not like. So, you know, in boxing, as boxing fans, we're like kind of beggars. Beggars can't be, you know, choosers at points in time, but I'll definitely take this year, man, and definitely mark them three fights on my calendar. And if you don't know about Jamal or J-Rock, you better get fucking familiar. And this is what we were just talking about. Not afraid to let that old go. And we got Porter Thurman. Thurman show he ain't afraid to let that old go. He let it all hang out. So, big balls. Damn, and let's look at, that's real shit right there. The big ball fighters. But what else we got, man?
We got Robert Easter versus Richard Kami, if that's how you pronounce his last name, September 9th for the IBF vacant title strap. Richard has a lot of knockouts, man. He has a perfect record, undefeated, 24 wins, 22 knockouts. A lot of people are saying he is kind of the real deal.
Boxing Eye doesn't agree with that opinion. Listen to me. Anybody, I sure as hell think that nobody even knows this dude. But if his family contact me and put a bet on their boys, the Cash App, you can please do that. All right? I will appreciate that.
Well, this is a tough fight.
Let me tell you.
All right, go ahead.
The only reason why I say this is because I watched a little film on him. When you told me a couple weeks ago or last week that it was going to go down, I said, you know, let me check this guy out. And right away I knew. I'm like, he has no chance against Robert Easter. No chance. That's the first thing that jumped in my head watching him. His fucking record is manufactured as fuck. And this is only a fight for my boy Robert Easter to pick up a belt. And thank God he's going to get that belt. It's going to be, I'm not saying super easy work, but easy work. And I'm telling you that right now. This record is funny, man. Real funny. It's real sketchy. Because he's not a terrible fighter, but just what I've seen from him, I didn't see anything that he could do to beat Robert Easter. Robert Easter is going to be able to keep at distance with his long arms, jab and drop the right, and just keep this little guy away. Jab and drop the right, keep this little guy away. Be smart. But that's what I see. But I'm already looking past this dude. Like Robert Easter at 135, you know, he's going to be a world champion now. So is there a unification fight out there for him at 135 that's possible promotional-wise? Maybe. I don't know.
Well, I think this fight, these guys, they're still building a name. But I think this fight is going to be a tough for Robert Easton, man. I ain't never seen this guy Richard ain't coming to lose. He's coming to earn that title. And I know Robert Easton feeling the same way. And I'm not going to – I like Robert Easton more, but I'm not going to say he's going to win this fight because I'm not too sure. He got to prove something to me, you know what I mean? And this is the time to prove it.
He's going to win this fight, and then people are going to say, well, who the fuck was Richard Comey? We never heard of him. Does this dude even have a fight? Honestly, I don't even know if he has a fight in our country. I think he's from Ghana. Like, we've had some great fighters
from
Ghana. We've had, you know, Ike Corte, since I've been watching, who's a tough-ass beast. Like, but, I mean, some of these fighters come over. Like, look what Kevin Bisier did to Frederick Lawson. Like, Lawson looked good. But this guy, I don't know, this guy Comey just doesn't, he doesn't do it for me when I'm watching. He didn't, like, stick out to me when I was watching film on him. It didn't, like, boom, where I was like, oh, shit, this is going to be a fight with Robert Easton. Nah, I just looked like, damn, Robert Easton people can create a great, easy game plan to beat this dude. So,
well, we definitely see September 9th. We'll see how great these guys are, man.
But I've been wrong before. Plenty
of times. I wanted to talk about Roman Gonzalez versus Carlos.
Yeah, man.
Cedrons, or that's how you pronounce it. I don't know. But
yeah, you know more about this than me,
man. I feel like this is Roman Gonzalez's first fight at 115, and this guy is no joke. I think this is the time Roman Gonzalez is going to actually find out what kind of fighter he is, and he's going to actually fight somebody who's not coming to lose. Because most of the fighters Roman Gonzalez fight, we already know he's going to win. We already know these guys ain't coming to go for it all. We already know back in their mind they're going to lose because they have a loss on their record. Now, this guy's undefeated, perfect record. KOs is crazy. I seen HBO, like, talking about him. This is the fight everybody want to see. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we got it for September 10th. So, let's see how great these guys are. You got Carlos is ranked number 2 in the 115 pound for pound. And Roman first fight, let's see, man. Let's definitely see. What you think about this fight?
I'm not so up on the little guys, but obviously I seen Chocolatito live at the Golovkin-Lemieux fight. He had a crazy fan base there, Nicaraguan flags everywhere. But his last fight was against, who the heck did he fight last?
Who, Roman Gonzalez?
Yeah.
Forgot.
It wasn't his best performance, that's all I got to say. Like, he did his thing, not the one versus Brian Vera that I seen, but his last fight to me. So, but he's an exciting little guy. He's a beast. And you kind of hyped me up on this other guy. So, obviously, I'm going to watch it. It's going to be, what, a split venue type of deal? Triple G in UK and then him in somewhere out West Coast.
Yeah, it's going to be in LA at 10 o'clock.
And you said the dude he's fighting is undefeated with a high knockout percentage. And he's one weight class bigger. All right.
Yep.
So
I think 34 wins. Yeah, 34 wins.
I'll be interested to hear, like, on other podcasts and people talking about this fight, about how good this dude is. But you know me, man. I don't – that division, I know Chocolatito, but it's a tough division for me to, like, really get excited about. You know, it just is what it is. You go up to 122 and I'm there all day with them fighters, but – 112, 115, you know, tough. They're trying to
We'll see, man. I definitely want to see. Like I said, I don't know how good Roman Gonzalez is because I really don't know a lot of these guys at these lower divisions.
Yeah, but his skill level, though, is, like, super fun to watch. That's super fun to watch, definitely.
But we can't rate him so high because a lot of times
can he break down the
Yeah, so we'll see if he brings the power to 115 and if he's going to be a monster at 115.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I wanted to see him become undisputed at 112, but he didn't do it, so let's see.
He rehydrates up from like 112 to like 128, right? He does that.
Yeah, he does gain. Yeah.
He's only moving up 3 pounds. Whoopie-doo.
Yeah, 3 pounds.
But hey, you know, I can't wait till he fights or they build up somebody that, like, is going to stick out to me, like, oh, shit. If that ever happens, you know what I'm saying? Or he just becomes this small guy who just destroyed everybody at his weight class and he's the only known dude, you know? So
right.
It's interesting. But I like Chocolatito a real lot. I like him a lot, man. It's a fun guy to watch.
Right. I wanted to also talk about Badu Jack versus James DeGale, man. What you think, Boxing Eye, man? Because I see
this
fight.
Yeah.
I love Badu Jack. He's my favorite super middleweight right now. But James DeGale is going to smoke him.
No.
I'm sorry, man. That's my number one guy, Badu Jack, man. But James DeGale has the perfect style to beat Badu Jack. He got a hard punch. He can pack a punch.
Mm-hmm.
James DeGale nowadays fighting, coming forward. No,
yeah.
He's never on his back foot. He's showing how tough he is. He's not backing down. He's not clinching. He's coming to fight. He's coming to knock your face off. And this might be a coming a problem for Badu because we all seen Badu get knocked out before.
Yeah,
he's become better as a fighter. Yeah. More defensive, playing it smart. Doing everything carefully, and he does the excellent game plan, and he's getting better every fight. You know what I mean? I picked him to beat Anthony Durrell. I was right. I picked him to beat George Groves. I was right.
I knew he was going
to beat Butte, but I didn't know how good he was going to look against Butte. He looked extremely well. He even put off a better performance than DeGale did with Butte.
You don't think his style matches up well with DeGale, though?
Nah, I just don't see him, DeGale is not going to let off the gas. He's
going to be on him.
It's like, no, he's going to be on him like his, like the dude want to fuck him. You know what I'm saying? Like, the dude is going to come here to fuck him up, not give him a chance to breathe, not chance to sweat, think about what he's supposed to do. I think the girl is coming to show the world. And not only that, he's from another country coming to Badu Jack hometown right now in Las Vegas to fight him. This is how scary DeGale is. He don't care where he is at. He will travel hundreds of miles to come fuck you up. And I just don't see it, man. I want Badu Jack to win. Like I said, he's been impressing me.
I definitely see where you think that DeGale is going to be in and out, because he likes to, boom, he's slippery, bang, bang, nice hands, real fast, quick, crafty as fuck. You don't see a lot of his punches coming, and then he's out. And Badu Jack is a guy who likes to, you know, slowly move around. He's heavy on the front foot, you know, try to line you up, pump that jab, catch you with that straight. He likes a fighter that comes to him a little bit, but is not as fast as a DeGale. So Eddie Mustafa Muhammad, Jack's trainer, can create a game plan. He can create a game plan off of DeGale's last fight. You know, this dude Porky Medina, who really gave DeGale trouble. DeGale had to fight his way out of fire, and he did it. But it was a tough fight for him. So I think Jack, if Muhammad and Jack create a game plan where Jack Badu Jack's got to have this great timing catching the Gale with that right hand coming in the beginning to make him think, like, don't fucking just jump in here, buddy, and catch him with that right hand. And then if Badu Jack can start walking towards the Gale, but it is dangerous walking towards the Gale, too, because he's a crafty-ass counterpuncher with the angles he throws his punches at. But I think that Jack, I'm going to lean towards the Gale because he can do a lot more. He can do a lot more in there. But I'm not going to underestimate Badu. But Badu's got to be on point with the timing that night, man. Be like hitting the hitting the bag, man. Like he, the quick bag. Like he got to time him coming in with the jab or the right. And, you know, because it's like, damn, no one. I didn't really think the Gale was going to beat Andre Durrell, and he did a great job. Like, he caught Durrell by surprise, but then Durrell got up. You know, he was a little bit stumbly, and he eventually figured out, like, I got to fucking walk this dude down, you know, like Durrell does. And then Porky Medina kind of took Durrell's game plan towards the second half of the Durrell to Gale fight and was walking the Gale down. So if you can get the Gale running a little bit and not doing what he likes to do, control everything, you can fluster the Gale. He's not unbeatable, and we've seen that in his past few fights. Like you said, though, give him a hell of a lot of credit. He's coming over here fighting in dudes' backyards like Amir Khan did, and he is just as talented. You know, he's a very talented dude. And he's got a good chin. You've seen how tough he was in the last fight against Medina and Durrell. Like, he's proven toughness. So it's a fun fight. I'm pretty sure everybody's going to be leaning a little towards the Gale. What do you think? Like a 60-40 type fight? It'll be interesting.
Yeah,
it'll be a 60-40 fight.
Yeah, but I think it'll be a
60-40. But it's another unification fight. Hold on. That fight is made? Not yet.
Yeah,
right?
That's what I'm hearing. It's the contracts are signed on Showtime. So
shit.
I guess they're just waiting for a date sometime
in
the fall.
I know Badu was trying to hold out and see if he can get the money fight with Chavez Jr., which would have been a better business move. But if they realize that Chavez is just not gonna fucking fight, you know, might as well take that to Gale fight and unify. You know, I wouldn't want to be the loser of that fight, though. That's going to set him back a little bit, personally.
Right. You know? But I just see Badu Jack smoking him, man.
Smoking him?
Nah.
He could. I don't think. I think Badu Jack is smart. I think Badu Jack has good D. So, and it'll be interesting. Like, you know, people underestimate him kind of like they underestimate Danny, if you know what I'm saying, Badu Jack, because they don't, when you watch him, he's, like, very careful and tactical with his punches and, like, you know, but he's always thinking in there. He's always trying to catch you. I love his uppercut, that 1-2 down the pipe. Like, let's go over, like, Badu Jack. Who did he beat for his championship again? Who the fuck was it?
He won the WBC. He beat Anthony Durrell.
Yeah, Anthony Durrell. And you would think, like, look at Anthony. Anthony likes to come forward. He might not be as crafty
as
Durrell.
Yeah, but Anthony, he throws less punches. He's a guy who takes – he, like, throw, like, 10 punches a round, like, he just really doesn't throw. It's like,
yeah,
I don't know if he got a gas problem.
I remember Jack beating him with that 1-2 down the pipe. He beat him pretty good with that one. He was throwing a 1-2 down the pipe. That was the main ingredient for that W. I think that's going to be the main ingredient for a lot of his fights, that 1-2. Jack fought against Groves, who Groves is another crafty type of dude. I think the Gale's better than Groves, but didn't Groves beat the Gale in the UK earlier in their career, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah, he beat him in the pros 3 years ago.
I think
beat him in the amateurs already.
Yeah. I think in a rematch, though, I think the Gale's better, but what I'm saying is the Gale isn't everything I thought he was after I seen who was the fight, the Gale. Wasn't the Butte fight, but there was a fight. Was it the round? There was one fight where it was like, damn, the Gale was looking awesome. Who did he fight? The Gale fought after he
fought
beat Andre. No, but after he fought Andre Durrell. He didn't fight Butte. He fought Andre Durrell.
Yeah, he fought Butte next. He fought Butte next, and then he fought Porky Medina.
Okay, so he went from Andre. Who did he fight before Andre Durrell then?
That's
I know,
man.
And all the fights. I mean, I know, but you can see how you like his style and shit. You know what I'm saying? You like how he comes to fight.
Yeah.
He's a true fighter. But
he's a beast, man.
I think this makes for a good fight. I think Jack, like I said, he's gonna have to go out of his comfort zone and let them hands loose a little more, like you're saying, because the Gale likes to throw punches and bunches. Jack likes to be conservative and land clean shots. But we'll see, like, if Jack's landing some clean-ass shots, flush shots, you see how the judges, might be persuaded, man. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Judges
but
like him
I wanted
shots.
To talk about Felix Diaz. No, wait. I wanted to talk about Errol Spence versus Felix Diaz.
Or
what you think
about
this?
Can we also bring some other fighters into the mix?
Yeah, I wanted Felix Diaz versus Errol Spence and Felix Diaz versus Sean Porter. So we can talk about those two fights next, coming up next.
Yeah. Also, like a Felix Diaz versus Chris Algieri.
That's too easy. Too easy,
I don't
bro.
Know. But, I mean, it depends on where they want to
smoke Algieri.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It depends. He'll smoke Algieri, but he'll get smoked against Spence and Porter. I think he's too small.
I doubt it.
Like I was telling you.
Let's get into it then. Let's start it. Felix Diaz versus Errol Spence.
Hold up. Let's talk about, like you said, Porter and whoever else in this division. Like, Felix Diaz, bro, he looks small against Lamont. He bullied Sammy around. But this dude's coming up from 140. You know what I'm saying? We talked about that. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
But he's fighting Granados's, and he got a bunch of interesting names on his record so far. He's a gold medalist. To me, I was so fucking pissed. He's throwing all these wide shots. Sammy had to throw the 1-2 down the pipe, hold him, do something. Then this dude would back up. Sammy would follow him. Or go back and get his head snapped back. He did not stay disciplined at all. I'm watching the fight like this guy Diaz is there to be beat for Sammy Vasquez. What the fuck are you doing? Like, I was so pissed the fuck off that Sammy lost this fight. I don't know what was wrong with him. But, all credit to Diaz. He almost got fucking robbed again. He's a little bull. Him versus Sean Porter would be an excellent fight. I think Spence is too big for him, runs him over. I'm not too high on fucking Diaz. If he goes out there and beats a fucking Spence, then I'll be all in. But he was getting clipped, taking risks. When Sammy would be on the rope and hit him with some clean shots. Like, Diaz don't have the best defense. He comes forward and then he backs up and he tries to lure you in. It's like, don't fucking follow him, Sammy. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure Sammy would get that one back.
That's why him and Spence would be a great fight, because Spence, he's going to come forward, and he's not going to let off the gas. And since Felix Vidal likes a fighter to come in, Spence is going to fall for it. This is why I'm saying Felix Diaz and Errol Spence is the perfect fight, because we will know how good Spence is a little bit more, because this guy got a great experience. He has a golden medalist. The world thinks he beat Lamont Peterson. He beat Sammy Vasquez, who I thought was going to be one of the real deals coming up in the welterweight division. So, and this guy loves to come forward. He's not going to stop. He's going to knock your head open. He wants a guy to come forward. Spence is going to do it. Spence don't, he's not a person who box, boom, jab, jab. No, he's a guy who loves to knock people out. He's a guy, he's just a little bit more different than Keith Thurman. Keith Thurman, you would have think, would be.
How many knockouts does Diaz have? How many knockouts does Diaz have? Can you tell me that?
He has 8 knockouts.
Felix Diaz has only 8 knockouts?
8 knockouts.
Nah, he ain't got no pop, man. And he's been fighting fights at 140. Spence will watch
him. Yeah, but you got to understand, we don't know until he beat somebody.
Yeah, was there nothing like, I was impressed that he beat Sammy because I was high on Sammy, but I was also thinking that this is going to be a closer fight. This is going to be a tough fight. Like, I was nervous for Sammy because I knew, you know, we seen Diaz versus
But look
Lamont,
at Jesse Vargas, in for instance. Jesse had 7 knockouts and knocked out Saddam Ali, so you can't.
But Jesse's got this right hand all of a sudden since he moved
up.
Yeah,
but you got to understand, you don't know Felix Diaz because he fought a bunch of.
He was rocking Sammy, but Sammy was staying in there, though. Staying in there. He was getting
but
hurt.
He knocked
mouthpiece,
out Sammy
knocked
mouthpiece
out, but,
like 4 times.
But Sammy didn't go down or his legs didn't buckle.
Yeah, but
you know?
he looked like he. They could have stopped that fight. If it went 12 rounds,
yeah,
Sammy
was
going to get knocked out.
I don't know about that. Sammy was coming on a little bit, but I mean,
bro, I feel like everybody knew it. Danny
was
like, "It's."
Sammy was getting pissed and coming at Diaz towards the end, but.
All I'm saying is, bro, Errol Spence is a perfect fight for Felix Diaz. Even Sean Porter and Felix Diaz, they have the same fighting style. The same fighting style. You can't tell me nothing different from Felix Diaz than Sean Porter.
I'll tell you this. Hopefully that W doesn't go to, like, Diaz's head too much because I feel like Diaz, you know, from what we heard on the televised cast that, you know, he bought his parents' house or whatnot. But I want to say this. Like, they're all under Al Haymon. Do they try to do something with Diaz now and bring him down to 140 to get a belt, or do they try to feed him to Errol Spence so Errol Spence can say, this is how you take care of a guy like this, you know, because Errol Spence and Sammy Vasquez have a little, you know, past with the amateur background, or do you give him the Sean Porter for the Sean Porter comeback fight? Is that a good fight for Sean Porter to come back? So be interesting.
Yeah, because look, Sean Porter just fought Eric Bonet, bro.
It'll be interesting to see what, yeah. And
who did
really,
Eric
Diaz,
Bonet fought? Like, you know what I mean? Until he fought Sean Porter.
Eric Bonet and Felix Diaz are a little bit similar, except for Diaz actually got a W on that level. Like, Bonet lost to Algeri. You know, he had his chance.
Yeah, but Felix Diaz has, if you look at it, instead of black and white, in the world, he's undefeated.
Oh, let me ask you this, though.
World
let me ask you this. You're Felix Diaz's manager or promoter. You're moving him along now. He got a win against Sammy Vasquez. Who do you want him to fight out of? Do you want him to fight Chris Algeri? Do you want him to fight Errol
Spence?
Or do you want him to fight Sean Porter? So you want
because he's gonna get money. He's gonna get
no,
money.
No, you're his manager. You're his manager, though.
Yes, but look what I'm saying, Chris Algeri. Remember, Chris Algeri was just coming off a show Extreme.
But if he can get Sammy Vasquez,
Chris
Algeri
is not gonna get you no money.
Fight.
He's not gonna get no money. You know what I'm saying?
Or do you have
if he fights a guy like Spence and Sean Porter, he's going to gain a little bit more money than he wants. He's fighting now.
Yeah.
These are the only big fights he's going to get because Danny's
those
not going to fight him. Cal Brook is not going to fight him. Keith Thurman is not going to fight him.
Broner ain't going to fight him.
So Jesse Vargas is not going to fight him. Manny Pacquiao is not going to fight him. Adrian Broner ain't going to fight him.
Nobody
so,
at 140 is going to want to fight him either.
Yeah, so the only fight it's left for him, the only big fight he can have is a Sean Porter and a Errol Spence.
Or Chris Algieri.
Yo, if Sean Porter can fight Felix Diaz, and I'm not saying I think he's going to win, but say if Sean Porter wins, right? That would be, yo, you just beat a guy who beat Peterson and Sammy Vasquez. You know what I'm saying? That will earn Sean Porter right back to the winning column, even though he is in the winning column, but put him back on the map again. Because Sean Porter right now, who is he going to fight? Nobody. Nobody with a name is going to fight him.
Maybe
Lamont Peterson, but I'm not sure.
We still have to say, like, after that Porter-Thurman fight, there was really no loser. Like I say, they were both winners in my eyes.
Yeah, but we gotta both remember Sean Porter is just Kenny. What fights is there for him next? Yeah, he didn't lose anything in my eyes. But is he gonna get any fights? That's the thing. Is he gonna get any fights? Any fight in him?
Nah, the only fight for Sean Porter. If he wants to be ballsy, Sean Porter can be ballsy and say, "I'm gonna be the one to fight Errol Spence, but I want $1 million for that fight." Because I think he just got $1 million to fight Keith, so they give him $1 million. Him and his dad might think about taking the Spence fight. But that's what I'm saying.
That's the only way I see Sean Porter fighting Spence if they Brooke vacates the IBF. And Spence fight Sean Porter for the IBF strap.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. That'd be awesome.
Yeah,
fight.
But we're talking about the fall. He's gonna fight again in the fall. What fights he have in the fall?
Diaz or Porter?
No, Porter.
For Spence. Oh yeah, man. Like you said, Diaz is now a player, man. He's a fucking player.
Yeah,
so
he can get a Diaz.
It's up to him. If he fights Diaz, it's a little bit of a low level fight. Like, I don't know if he wants to go backwards that much. You know what I'm saying? Because he didn't really. It's not like he needs Diaz. Like, Diaz would probably love to fight a guy like Sean Porter. Be a tough fight for him because he's smaller. It'll be interesting. Like, I really think Diaz. Like, I'm trying to talk like realistic and manager perspective. If I'm Diaz's manager, I'm reaching out to Al Haymon and saying, what about a Chris Algieri? Because Chris Algieri, he could probably scrum up enough, like maybe 80,000, 100,000 to fight Chris Algieri. If he beats Algieri, then he can call out a Broner or something. You know, and if Broner's looking, like, Broner doesn't want to fight.
No way, Broner takes no more losing fights.
No, he's not gonna lose. Broner wouldn't lose to Diaz.
Man, dog, I don't know. Y'all got this high hope on Broner.
I don't got high hopes because he's being Diaz. Diaz did not impress me that much. He won the fight.
I think Sammy's better than Broner. That's how bad. Broner is my top five.
Sammy didn't stay disciplined. Sammy should have stayed disciplined. I don't know why. I would have smacked him up in the corner and said, bro, you got to stay disciplined, bro. Stay fucking disciplined. This dude's rattling your cage oh fucking well. Stay in there. Keep the fucking hands up. Don't go fucking chase him. Let him come to you. He was sticking the jab out. He should have been sticking it out a little harder and then following through with that left. He's a southpaw. Then, boom, catch him with the uppercut coming in.
Yo, I don't mean to cut you off, but the show about to close off.
Good call, though.
Yeah,
man, show.
But, yo, great debates, man. I love the debates.
Awesome.
Can't wait to see what comes on next for Felix Diaz, Errol Spence, and Sean Porter. Hopefully one of them can make the fight.
Yeah, bro, man. Thanks, bro. I'll hit you up. All
right, man.
Peace.
We out. It's Cornermen Radio. Follow Boxing Eye on Twitter. Same spelling. Follow Young Barzini, YUNGBARZINI. All right, we out.
Peace.